This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a very good fax.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're on here.
Yeah, good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. We're overcomers rising from the margins of Babylon. We're the voice against corporate greed and social neglect. So this is our constituency, the people we actually represent. Now, it's interesting that Banksy's put a statue in Steele. He's an artist holding a flag blinded by a steel cloth over his face, saying nationalism is leading us off the cliff. Banks, financial power structures, debt systems, steel rigidity, industrial power, dehumanization, the iron system. And I've got here the mask of the I am Iron Man. So are we looking at the system, the corporate greed and everything, and the banks with the global elite taking over and controlling us all? So,
well, Jack, the three false gods are communism, nationalism and racism. So yep. Banksy, the statue, created the artist, he's calling out nationalism.
Yeah, he's stepping it out that they go too far. You know, and they're not there for the people. They're not there for the underclass, the people without homes, the people suffering with health problems. Yeah. So
you mentioned about our Prime Minister going to take some food to Singapore for some oil. That's interesting, Jack.
Yeah, it is interesting. Now, I went along to the Rates Association meeting on Saturday, and John talked about the money that will be going towards the metered waters in 10 years' time and the massive debt. $6,000 a year for metered waters.
I was there too, Jack, and Wellington is facing the same $6,000 a year after about 10 years of that bedding in.
Yeah.
On top of rates, which is only $4,000. So renters now are going to be faced with a $10,000 bill on top of their rent.
Yeah. So join the Palms for Peace, Not for Greed movement. So I want you to lift up your hands like your palms and act like a tree. Because he gave me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So those palms, we're written on the palms of God's hands. That's the covenant of peace and love. But this would get everybody involved in what is happening with them stealing the water. Because to me, the water's not for sale. United we stand, divided we fall. So the Palms for Peace movement is not for greed, but it's life overcoming profit. Water for the people.
Well, it's the pipes in the ground. It takes 180 years to put the pipes in, and it's being handed away from basically council. They're giving those pipes away. Imagine if they had to build the infrastructure from scratch.
Yeah.
Same with the electricity system, same with the railway, same with all of these things, Jack. And we sort of give it away after we get it up to a top notch and then let a corporate entity run it, even though we are the owners of it, council.
Yeah.
Then council then goes to sell it to cover its debt. So eventually it migrates into the public sector, and then before long it's owned through the share market by overseas investors. But what it means is that someone will turn on the tap, they haven't paid their water bill, they can't flush their toilet or make a cup of tea. We've never known that in New Zealand.
So we're fighting for accountability from the councils, from corporates and the councils. And Exodus 15 verse 27 talks about 12 springs and 70 palm trees. So we're called to be trees of righteousness in the Lord. But we're also talking about the righteous being like palm trees. In the post-trib, we're called to be post-tribulation overcomers, representing victory over the beast system. So I'm going to hand out all these palm branches, and we're going to lead this movement, and we're going to say it's people before profit. Now, all the churches should get involved in this too, because in Revelation 7, verse 9, it talks about a multitude before the throne of God from every nation, people, and tongue. Okay? And so if they're before the throne, they're in tabernacles, they're seeing the Lord, and they're hearing his voice. It also talks about the Lamb in the midst of the throne will shepherd them. So the Lamb Lion Shepherd King, we're caught up with him, amen, on both sides of the veil. Okay, because it talks about that, therefore they are before the throne and serve him day and night. Now, this is transforming bonds of attachment. That means we can say, receive his spirit, Lord Jesus. We can talk to our loved ones through the Lord Jesus, because it's the prayers of the saints. They're praying for us, and we're praying for them. Mm. We're not just consigning people to a dead zone. And unfortunately, we've had someone from the Theosophical Society who's actually died because he had jaundice, which is something to do with the kidneys.
Liver.
Yep. So, Tim, sail on with the Lord. And we say goodbye to you. But we feel that possibly he's given his life because his father used to have the mantle of the Theosophical Society. And since Auckland is stealing our lodge, I think it might have got a bit too much for him. What do you think?
Well, it's before the courts, the appeal on the points of law. There's a couple of points of law that they're looking into there, Jack,
yeah.
Because the associate judge in the High Court said basically a summary decision to then put the ownership out from one incorporated body to another incorporated body, and that's going to get tested in the appeals court. And then the other side of it will be if a charter is removed from the parent body, does the lodge that's out there in the community, does that mean that it loses its assets?
Yeah. And so spirituality is not for sale, because I'm talking about people cooperating with their higher power, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, the move of angels in our own hearts, because here it talks about Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, holding back the storms of life until the 144,000 are sealed from every tribe. So we're talking about the tribe of Manasseh and the James the Great Celestial Man and Black Grief Facilitators. You know, we're helping people work through their grief. Helps people deal with grief, journeying them from the darkness to the light. New creation Manassites. The symbol is the palm tree, fruitful in the land of affliction, forgiving and forgetting with big hearts as pastors, father, mother, mentors, prevailing overcomers, latter rain, manifest sons, faith bulldogs, journeying from the darkness to the light, pit to the throne, trophies of grace. And even Zelophehad's daughters, so women are also apostles here, judges and prophets, and Deborah was a prophet in the Old Testament, wasn't she?
Well, yeah, you mentioned lambs Persian. Before, and the lambs are to lead, Jack, and you think of a soft lamb, if it wanders off, the shepherd comes and brings it back to its mother and keeps it quiet. But then we guard against the steel knife, because sometimes lambs become food. So that's the other thing when you talked about the lamb being...
Lamb, the lion, the shepherd king, King Jesus. But, you know, the church has to wake up, because they're still in the church age when they need to be in the kingdom age, bringing in the reign of Christ. And it sort of was obvious through COVID. Everyone was shut down. Everyone was alienated from one another. And the pastors weren't there anymore. So you have to have direct access to the Father. It has to be a heavenly download. So you get all the riches direct through the Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. And the churches need to wake up, because a lot of them think they're going to float up in the air and go and live on a cloud somewhere. No, it's not going to happen. We need to bring in the reign of Christ. We need to be post-tribulation overcomers, representing victory over the beast system. We need to become part of the Palms movement, not for greed, life over profit, water for the people, accountability from corporates and councils.
Well, Jack, my medals from my grandfather, my mum's father, came over and then COVID broke out. So I stood with the medals at Anzac Day at dawn at the front gate all by myself, Jack.
Yeah.
So like you were saying, that there are people that remember and from the other side. And so what you're saying about the churches, Jack, they need to follow the Lamb. They need to see where
Jesus.
The Lamb's getting lost, and then cover and protect that Lamb. So where is our society at the moment in Hamilton? Are there some lambs sleeping rough, Jack?
Yes.
The night...
the underclass.
Yes, they're lambs,
the
Jack.
The social people.
But they will lead us, because they're living under a bridge, for example.
Yeah.
The society of Hamilton need to gather the lambs and make sure that they're protected from the steely knife.
Yeah. So if we're talking about overcomers rising from the marges of Babylon, which is what from the fringes is all about, we represent fringe dwellers. Those people at the bottom of the rung, perhaps haven't got homes, have lost their hopes in life. We're the voice against corporate greed and social neglect. So we have a big responsibility. Even on this show, our constituency is the people that are forgotten in society, and we're trying to elevate the status of all people.
Well, you can see how lambs can be on the fringe,
yeah,
and the shepherd gathers them into the centre of the flock.
Yeah, a heart for people where people are.
That's
really
right, Jake. That's why Batsy had that statue to guard against the steel. We need to be soft like lamb's wool.
Yeah. So Project Freedom, guiding ships through Hormuz, there's about 100 boats there ready to move out into the world, and they're being shut down, holding global economy hostage. And we are the overcomers of Zion, rising above beastly systems of war and oil dependence, bearing palm branches before the Lord in victory and in peace, proclaiming freedom, justice and equality. Now, we need to get on the street with these palms. I'll have them out next week.
Jack,
and so we're calling all churches, all people, to make a stand.
Jack, if we're going to send a boat with butter to Singapore for oil, why are we not send boats to a whole 193 countries of the world with butter, and let's gather the lambs from 193 countries, not just get boats of oil back, steel hulls, but let's get people from all those countries that are suffering under the fuel crisis.
Yeah, and show mercy, love, and understanding.
Gather the lambs.
I've met someone from the Seventh-day Adventist Church. He could be sent out of the country back to Fiji. He's had a child here in this country, and I'm praying for him to stay in the country. But David Seymour wants to bring in this Trigonian idea, which is a crackdown squad on all people who are illegal immigrants.
Well,
so there are some illegal immigrants, but a lot of people who come here are genuine. Now, I'm dealing with a case this morning where this Asian man, he goes to a church I go to. He said, "Jack, they're having me up as a teacher and saying that I'm not teaching properly and I'm from another country, so they could be sending me home. So I want to keep them here in this country, so I might have to represent them."
Jack, the picture theatre analogy is interesting, where the usher comes through with a torch and finds someone that snuck in without paying for the ticket. And then the woman stood up in America and she lost her life to protect the person that was in there without the ticket. So what do you do in that situation where there are a whole lot of people sitting ready to watch the movie? They've all got their stub ticket and their seat, but someone's wandering around that snuck in and the usher's chasing them. Do you stand by and defend them, or do they go back to
Fiji? Well, you do an assessment on them. and you find out if they're genuine people and if they should stay here in this country, because they're good workers, they're good people, you know what I mean? So every case is different.
Mm.
But we can't just hold as bollocks to say all immigrants go home today, can we? Like they have done in America, even to their own people. That's wrong.
If you're an usher in a movie theater and there was no one in there and someone snuck in without paying, do you just let them use one of the seats in the empty wench and watch the movie? Come on, Jack, you answer that question legally.
Well, legally you check them over and to see, like, if they haven't paid their money, get them to pay the money and
okay,
they become legal citizens somehow. Okay.
Thanks,
you know
Jack,
what I mean?
That's a good answer.
So Luxon wants to have this trade deal, food for oil. You've brought that up already. Labor is calling for a capital gains tax on rich fat cats in this country. Now, I agree with that, because the capital gains tax will sort out, you know, what we need for health, what we need for families and this sort of thing.
Jack, I'm a fan of bringing GST back to 1%.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm a fan of having the millionth dollar a person earns in a year, every dollar after that's taxed at 100%. And so we have a progressive tax system so that someone on five boards getting $1 million a year, basically they get 500,000 and every dollar after that millionth is 100% taxed. That's a much better system than what Labor's suggesting.
Well, I think that Hipkins needs to get very strong and bold, because a lot of people are saying that he's a bit weak in comparison to Luxon, that he really needs to define the policies of Labor, not with this... they're doing an asset testing on some of the super annuitants at the moment, or Labor wants to bring in this policy.
Yeah,
now, maybe for the super rich, but not for ordinary people like me, you know. I've worked hard all my life. I've worked for suicide prevention, Families for Justice. I deserve the money I am getting for being retired. You know what I mean?
But Hipkins, or the leader of the Labor Party, House is divided. He had an intern 15 years ago, so he was divided loyalties. So it's very hard for him to lead the flock. Which side do we go, the intern's side or his wife's side?
Well, the lefties definitely have to get their act together. You've got the Green,
so
the
is
Maori
the intern
party
on the left hand, or is the wife on the right hand?
They need to get their act together, stop arguing with one another, and start defining policies now, and define them boldly, and be united we stand, divided we fall. Because if Labor doesn't get their act together, they are gone, I'm telling you.
But if you're a Muslim man, then you've got the right foot and the left foot. So you've got the left hand and the right hand. That's four wives, Jack. So Hipkins is having to struggle with that.
Now, you put me on something to do with 1788, when we were travelling in boats around the world and this sort of
thing. The piracy.
The piracy that went on, apparently the Ottoman Empire, which was Muslims, they actually captured and made slaves out of the boatmen.
Of the sailors, that's correct.
And consequently, they actually captured 1.5 million Jews.
Well, what ended up happening, Jack,
was
the President of the United States said to stop it, and they didn't, and he completely and utterly crushed them till they didn't exist anymore. So piracy gets dealt pretty harsh by America, and what we're seeing in the Straits of Hormuz is a very similar thing, a bit of piracy, Jack.
Yeah. So we need a quantumized constitution. New Zealand should become a treaty republic. This is what you've said, which is a brilliant idea of solar system jurisdiction.
Wasn't that Albert? He wanted to have a tikanga-based...
The people of Aotearoa, through a constitution recognising kawanatanga and rangatiratanga. And some of the slightly right-wing parties are saying we shouldn't have that. But if we're to move ahead, one nation, one people, we can't deny the treaty. We have to marry and non-marry together. We need to go together with all the people of this nation, don't we?
Well, I read some Hansard, Jack, when the Civil War was going on in America, and the British had a lot of restraint with regards to going over and utterly crushing them. And now there's two nations that speak English and have English common law, and King Charles spoke about that in front of the Senate and Congress. joint session. So there's a long history, Jack, that goes back 1,000 years.
And it was brilliant last week because Albert had a meeting with his son, create a spiritual, legal, lawful package using Pōnoa Trust entity based on God-given rights. Because he was talking about his car being compounded or something, and as a sovereign claiming that they had no right.
Yeah, well, you know? The car had been pulled over 3 times and eventually a person was forbidden from driving it. And when you get pulled over the 4th time and you're driving it, that's a summons to court. I think he has to go to court and face a judge and explain it. There are 4 elements with regards to that crime. And
that's going to be interesting because as a sovereign, I'm seeing him defending bloodline rights of Maori people, and he's really good when it comes to being a sovereign.
Or indigenous people around the world too, Jack.
And he's talking about being conscious of legalese, reconstruct the straw man, illegal entities as people on the land, using authentic signature, not capital letters.
Indigenous.
Is this conspiracy or is this for real?
Well, the jurisdiction of the solar system, Jack, requires us to see ourselves as sovereign within the solar system. So if Albert uses that as his legal jurisprudence, I'd be interested to see how the judge takes it on.
Yeah, so interesting this week, this chap Lewis over in Aborigine land in Australia, that he actually probably defiled this young girl of 5 and killed her, okay? Mm. And there was a massive big riot and the Aborigine people said, give him to us because we want justice to be done. It's a bit, see, when Maori people are into reconciliatory justice, when a Maori person does something wrong to the marae, the people sort that out. Mm-hmm. They reconcile it. And what you were saying, Jenny, perhaps the Utu concept, what would they do to a guy like that who's been so horrible,
I think,
you know?
Utu means like revenge.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like an unspoken law that if someone does something bad, you're entitled to revenge. That person is entitled to natural justice.
Because he'll spend the rest of his life in prison for this murder. And if the Aborigines got a hold of him, what would they do to him? I'd hate to think.
Well, those that follow common law, they will see on the statute book that murder is not allowed. And so they will follow the course of law. And that's why he's in prison.
So last night I dreamt of an aura wave, vibrational healing, and I had the gifts of the discernment of spirits.
Did you happen to be using illicit drugs?
No, I was thinking of when you talked about vibration.
So I read people's mail.
Wanted to go back to the 70s, did we?
Yeah.
We wanted to do a bit of brown acid.
No, well, I believe in therapy, massage therapy. I believe in alternative health. And I went to the doctor this week and I had the blood checkup and I got about 6.2 for my prostate. So
that's cool. Just disclose your prostate exam on air.
Had the rubber glove next. That's next.
What?
They want to see if it's a grapefruit size or a walnut, Jack.
So I sympathise with all men who are going through that particular experience, that because a lot of them die too, you know, from bowel
cancer.
Yeah, my
father had...
Well, if you get to 70, Jack, your chances of getting to 80 are a lot higher.
Yeah.
And
Jenny here has had some problems with your breathing, haven't you, Jenny?
No, but what about your father? He had prostate?
Oh, he had prostate cancer.
Yeah.
And it spread to his lungs.
Yeah.
There you go, Jack.
So I'm praying for you right now, Jenny, that the Lord will heal your lungs. You need to give up the vaping and get on a natural high of Jesus. Just breathe in natural fresh air.
There's a lot of instruction there, Jesus. Jenny. What do you suggest?
So they've given me the stuff called prednisone.
Yeah.
To open up my lungs. It's like a steroid. And if that doesn't work, I have to go get my lungs x-rayed.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I'm thankful to the Lord for you, Jenny. You do a wonderful job on the show. Every week you turn up faithfully, so thank you for that.
I'm thankful for you, Waitangi buddy.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
We were up there defending the sovereigns, you remember, and I went to the judges' convention.
It was like spending a holiday with my my three-year-old. Right. But it's quite,
I've got the image of Jack jumping off the bridge with his yellow Speedos on. That's what my tangy means to me.
You didn't do any munnos, did you?
No.
But you were swimming.
I went for swimming, you remember?
You went swimming in your tidy whities.
Yeah, and I was diving over the waves.
Yeah.
So
A bunch of kids jumped in the water and Jack jumped with them.
Yeah.
So I went to a Women's Aglow meeting, and a Men's Aglow was always also there, about three or four men.
I want to go to that.
And a Samoan woman whose husband is a pastor and this sort of thing was talking about praying for healing and getting the anointing and obedience in the Lord.
Can you text me the date of that?
Yes. And what is glowing? Is it sweating or is it like a hot air balloon when they
never
put the fire
in? Never
flag
and zeal, be aglow with the Spirit. We've got a bit fire.
It's a woman's monthly church service.
Oh, yeah. Every 28
just
days.
Woman.
But this
fantastic
woman was fertility. Talking about the anointing of the Spirit, obedience and this sort of thing. And she worked with MPs and I said, well, the scriptures say I desire that intercessions, prayers be made for kings and all who are in high places. I said, what's our strategy in spiritual warfare praying for this current election? And she was talking about Christians coming together in December to pray. Well, that's too late because November's when the elections
well,
are on.
August is when you make the decision to stand for the
Māori.
November
is when we find out if we're going to keep living in poverty or not for the next 3 years.
So I think sometimes I'm dealing with a bunch of kindergarten kids that are going nowhere. First base Christians, what would Jesus do?
Well, Jack, are you going to let the Māori electorate vote for you, those that are on the Māori roll? So you are going to stand in one of the seven electorates
as
an independent?
I will stand as a socialist for what I believe is right. People power, okay? And I'll stand against the sell-off of our waters. $6,000 a year is what people are going to be paying for metered waters. So when my son grows up, it'll be too much. He'll pay for water. To me, the water's not for sale. So that's why people need to join the Palms for Peace,
Jack,
not for greed movement.
Jack, the important thing is, at the moment, the CEO of council runs the water system as well as running everything else that council does. And when they portion it off, all of a sudden you've got another CEO. Does that mean that the CEO should have a third less pay?
So I was asking at the Rates Association meeting for more accountability from the council and for doing an audit. You know?
Oh, yes.
Financial forensic
audit.
Yeah, this is why, you know, as a William of Orange believer and the Orange Movement, that we need to do citizens' arrests on these people that are holding us to ransom, becoming puppets of the New World Order, and they're not even there for the citizens of New Zealand.
Jack, I've concluded that there could possibly be kickbacks both to the two major parties from all the councils throughout New Zealand, and a lot of this movement like water and stuff like that allows for funds to fund political parties. We've seen Winston Peters at currently getting racing money, and so what are you going to do when you're offered a dollar when you're standing in the Māori electorate and you're saying to the Māori electorate voters, vote for me, Jack, I will represent you in
Parliament. A compromise constitution.
Yes.
I'll be there to represent tikanga, everything that the Māori people want to stand for. But I'm against these other parties, minor parties, that will go nowhere and they won't get their 5% and they won't sign an agreement to say we will work in based on majoring on majors.
So you're going to stand up as an independent?
Yes. And I'm going to stand up for the truth and tell them you're wasting your time voting for these guys if they can't work in with one another.
And when I did the analysis of the Māori seats, very few people actually stood as independents. One or two or three, Jack. So you will have a chance of coming underneath the radar and being in Parliament.
Do remember, everyone, that the iron mixes with clay and Banksy's statue represents holding a flag blinded saying nationalism is leading us off the cliff. I believe that. Now, don't forget, if you become a post-tribulation believer, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, King Jesus, and step into that New Jerusalem bubble where you bring in the reign of Christ. Thank you for listening to the
show.
Thank you, Jenny.
Oh, adios.
And thank you, Ra. You're a wonderful man. Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Thank
you, Ronnie.
Thanks,
bye bye.
Good show.
Audience.
Good show.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.